Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. So public radio listeners, I think are, it's fair to say, are all sort of curators of sound.
Okay.
You think?
Yes.
I mean, if you actually listen to NPR, they have this whole series called Lost and Found Sound, where people go back into their drawers and find tapes of relatives and things and tell stories. In our future shock world, we thought we would pause for a moment and sort of think about maybe some futuristic sounds that were advanced sounding very recently but are almost obsolete, like this one. Can't even hear this anymore. The sound is actually still there.
What is that?
But that's the analog signal of white noise on a television, but if you have a digital TV, you can't hear it.
Right.
Because there are no analog TVs anymore, right? Some of you may have one. We want you, though, to be curators of sounds that are disappearing in our futuristic world that is advancing so rapidly. Like, for instance, there's this sound here, which you may remember. Right? The dial-up modem. Rapidly becoming extinct. Send us your suggestions. They don't have to be sounds. Say, going to the drive-in movies, experiences that are rapidly, like, moving into the past and are becoming obsolete. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Joining us now is Kate Arklis-Gray, who's in charge of the BBC's Save Our Sounds program. She's here in the studio. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
So I want you to sort of go on this journey with us as well. You're familiar with the two sounds that I just played there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this one you may even know, right?
You've got mail.
And that's the sound of the voice of AOL, which some people actually still use. But I think it's safe to say that that has receded into the dim past of the recent future.
Yeah, that reminds me of my first ever experience with email.
I see. And maybe we don't want to share that, actually. What is your project at the BBC, and how are you approaching this idea of endangered sounds? Because there's a certain amount of urgency to what you're doing.
We're running a project called Save Our Sounds, and basically we're asking people all around the world to send in recordings of where they live. We're really interested in hearing the kind of soundscapes, cityscapes, and we're particularly interested in endangered sounds. We're not just talking about bird song or endangered animals, but things like you played the 56K modem, things like the dot matrix printer. Do you remember that noise?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't have it.
That's the one.
Actually, I can't even do it anymore because I've forgotten it. But there's this sound. Recognize this? Oh, come on. You're not drawing a blank. You know what that is, right?
That's one of the old dial telephones.
Let's stump Kate here on this one. You know this sound?
Oh, it's a typewriter.
Yeah, they're easy. Those are easy ones, right? Now, you have been doing sounds that are much broader and maybe a little more anthropological, almost cultural, in their mission. Describe the kinds of things that people are sending in to you.
Well, we've had all sorts of things. We've had, like, some Mexican fireworks somebody sent in. There's somebody in Australia who gets woken up by a train every night that goes through, and it has the kind of the dinging noise as it goes through a kind of a railroad blocking the road.
Why do people think those kinds of sounds are endangered?
I don't know if those are so much endangered, but they're like part of the soundscape that we take for granted.
Well, let's hear some of the examples. So you can go to the Save Our Sound website, right, on the BBC space, and hear those sounds sent in by listeners from Turkey, Scotland, Belgium, and Morocco. It's not so much that they're endangered, maybe, it's that they're just, like, they're in love with these sounds, right, and they want to share them.
Yeah, I mean, what we're trying to do is take an audio snapshot of the world. I mean, if you think about it, with things like Flickr, there's an amazing number of photographs of the world. There are so many books about the history of the world, and audio is something that we just seem to take for granted. And yet it's such a kind of powerful thing. You know, if you hear some of those sounds, you know, if you've ever been to Marrakesh, for example, and you hear that sound, it takes you straight back there. You know, I hear that and it reminds me of holidays and things like that. And we're trying to, you know, just make people stop and listen to the sounds around them, not take them for granted, and then hopefully send them in. And what we have on our website is this really exciting interactive map. So you upload sounds to it and you can place them exactly where they were recorded. And then you can sort of take a journey around the world listening to other people's sounds.
And do you think that the world is converging to a kind of conformity, a uniformity in sound, that it will sound the same in one place as it does in another, and that the distinctiveness of some of these sounds may be slowly disappearing?
I think like a lot of places now are sort of becoming built up, and you're seeing like the rise of big cities, and that means that we are losing a whole set of soundscapes. And you know, as people move from like tuk-tuks and bicycles to cars,
tuk-tuks, describe.
They're like.
Little motorized scooter type
things, yeah.
Find them in Thailand.
Exactly.
Yep.
And the sort of toot-toot
that
you
say,
get.
Tuk, 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 yeah. That's actually the sound they make.
Exactly. But if everybody moves over to cars, then you're going to hear just the same kind of engine sounds everywhere. So we're trying to get people to send in those sounds of where they live so that we can have a record of that for the future.
Kate, some parts of the world, like Africa, like Asia, listen to radio probably more than anywhere else. So while I'm struggling to think of a sound image, there are lots of places where you're going to get incredible sounds. Are you already beginning to see that trickle in from Africa or from Asia, where the sounds are very different from perhaps the Western part of the world?
I mean, we've only very recently launched the project, but I mean, that's exactly what we're hoping to get. And we're opening this out to as many people as we can. People can upload straight to our website. If they have an iPhone, they can use an application called Audio Boo, which is a free application. You can record a sound. If you tag it with BBC_SOS, it gets drawn into our map, and the sort of geotagging will place it on the map. Or, you know, if you're in some of those places where maybe you don't have an iPhone, you don't have an internet connection like that, you can ring in your sounds, or you can just send us a cassette.
And all of this is available on our website, thetakeaway.org, which is linked to all of this. You can hear all the sounds that you heard in this segment and experience our own endangered sounds and send sounds to us. Kate Arklis-Gray, Project Catalyst for the BBC's Save Our Sounds program, in the studio on her way back to London. Safe travels, Kate.
Thank you very much.
And now, Mark Garrison.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.